Rebecca in the morning. Bean. Celebrity gossip. On the go. Now.
Yeah, the lady's going down in the wood. That'd be Holly Hollywood. What's trending on this Tuesday, June the 4th?
Trending now.
Well, almost exactly a year to the day, Bebe Rexha had to have crowd members removed from a concert she was performing in Wisconsin for throwing items at her.
Wow.
Yeah. If you remember this time last year, she was previously hospitalized after she was hit in the face with a cell phone during a New York City show back in June of 2023. Well, it went down again just the other night.
Yay.
The 34-year-old pop star instructed police to have multiple crowd members removed from the venue for throwing items her way. According to fan-filmed videos from the performance on social media, she warned audience members about the consequences of hurling items toward the stage. Like, this poor girl, she's probably got PTSD. She's probably very cautious. She probably has maybe her security team really keeping an eye on the, you know, crowd and everything. But she straight up said into the mic, if you want to hit me in the face, I had them press charges on the other guy. I would love to become richer. And she says, I'm not making a joke and I'm not inviting that kind of behavior. So then all of a sudden you see in a clip a concert going getting escorted out of the venue, concert goer, out of the venue by seemingly throwing something. And no one knows exactly what the something was.
Wow.
But last year when it happened, it split her eyebrow, caused a black eye. It was pretty bad. She had to receive stitches.
It's not good. I mean,
no,
you know,
it's not cool.
It's not cool. People can't get hurt. They haven't gotten hurt. And it's just not a good thing.
100. Poor Bebe. Happened again, but she's like, I am not playing games, so
she's
bring
like,
it.
I'm not the one.
Thank you.
Wow.
Trending now.
Well, former Dancing with the Stars pro Cheryl Burke says that celebrities should be single if they're going to consider doing Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, because if not, they'll cheat.
Thank you. Took the words right out of my mouth. Because she says certain feelings develop.
Well, and how many times have we heard about, oh my gosh, something sparked between them two?
Yes, 100. Just time and time and time again. She says these celebrities are so vulnerable because in order to succeed, you really have to strip it all down. You spend 8 hours a day, you know, sometimes 6-7 days a week in the same room. All these dance moves, clothes and grinding and bumping and all this craziness.
Whoa, hang on.
She says, you know, you definitely, she says, by the way, she confirmed that she's had 3 showmances during her time on the series. After being asked why so many pairs start to date. One of them, mind you, was with Chad Ochocinco. And remember, she won season 1 of Dancing with the Stars with Emmett Smith. I don't think there was ever any rumor, you know, rumors between them, a little romance or anything. Right. But, I mean, that was the first time that we got our very own taste of Dancing with the Stars that very first season and going, whoa, he's got to touch her where? And hold her and push her up?
And what?
And dip her? And what? So, yeah, she says it's very intimate. You're stuck with this person. You better try to make it work at least in your marriage or definitely be single.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, she's throwing it out. She's like, look, this is not for the faint at heart.
She's giving the inside scoop. You're exactly right.
Okay. The warning has been, and you know, we can see it. You know, lots of stuff has happened.
Well, and gearing up for possibly a new season, maybe this fall.
Yeah.
So she's like, hey, just letting you know.
Better be careful.
Thank you.
Now, you know what's up. Celebrity gossip on the go.
Yep. Celebrity gossip brought to you by Baldwin Electronics. Visit them online at BaldwinElectronics.com.
Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93.3.
Wake up in the morning.
Yeah, boy. Leo and Rebecca in the morning time. Coming up, we got birthdays, anniversaries, special events.
That's right. If you've got any, you better get them in right now. Phone lines are open 563-9393 or hit us up on the Facebook.
Why not? Why not? Plus, a big announcement at, what, 7:30?
Yeah, 7:30.
Okay. Wow.
24 minutes away.
Can you give me a hint?
I will let you know that it involves me and my shoe this morning.
Okay, I figured it was the shoe.
Okay, I'm like, well, no, kind of.
Is there a chance of that shoe coming my way?
Possibly. big possibility, so you might want to stick around for that.
Okay, pretty big announcement coming up here at 7:30, so be listening for that as well. All right, then. Well, they've come up with something, and I don't know if this is new. Is this the perfect breakfast food is what I'm asking myself.
Ooh, okay, do tell.
Well, some TikToker came up with a hybrid called pancaked French toast. Hang on.
No.
Mind give it a chance.
Hybrid. I've never heard the word hybrid more than I have in the last couple of years of my life.
This is true.
Hybrid this, hybrid that.
Mind you, I don't even know what hybrid is.
Thank you. Is that what Kevin drives?
Yes. I think. I don't know. He drives a pancake French toast, I guess. I don't know.
What is this? I'm here for it.
Okay, so you make French toast.
Right.
You know. Then you dip it in pancake batter and make it a pancake around it.
Wait a minute.
Like, literally, this is the kind of stuff where I expect this to be at the state fair.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Fried something, this,
yeah,
that.
Like, but fried everything.
Okay, so I'm trying to think already. Okay, so you start with French toast first.
Yeah, you make it normal.
Which you already dip your French toast in egg.
You do.
And so then you're going to double dip.
Boom.
Into pancake batter.
You know what? You said the word. That's what it is. It's double dipped.
Okay.
Because then you dip it in the pancake mix. Then you put it on the pan, I guess.
Gosh.
Cooking. Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to slam this just yet because I love both.
I mean, come on.
I really do.
We love French toast. We love pancakes. I think we have pancakes more than French toast because, I don't know, at least I do. Do you? Or is it normal? Is it 50-50?
Yeah, definitely pancakes more, but I do love French toast just as much.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I have a hankering for it, any time of day or night, I'm like, I want French toast. I'm making it right now.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Could pancake French toast be the perfect breakfast food?
The perfect hybrid?
Wow.
French toast and dipped it in pancake batter and made a pancaked French toast. Let's find out.
Wasn't sure how long to leave it because I don't have my normal bubbling technique. Oh, not too bad. It looks like a pancake, but there's French toast in there. That looks pretty done to me. Transfer this to my plate. I got some syrup on here, a little touch of butter. I really love my French toast so much. Why would I mess it up by pancaking it? But oh my God. Oh, this is legit the best of both worlds. You absolutely get both pancake and French toast, and just one of these is plenty.
Hey, you know what? He said it best, though, too. He was like, I really love my French toast so much. Why would I, you know, pancake it here?
Yeah.
But, I mean, he sounds like he loved it.
When I hear a good reaction to stuff, I kind of feel like, okay, maybe they're on to something.
Yeah, and he better not be faking. I'm going to be mad. Because I would totally try this. I have both.
Well, now, next time you make French toast, go the next step. And dip it into the pancake mix.
Oh, man. You know what? This might definitely be our new favorite breakfast food.
Who knew we needed this in our lives?
True that.
Who knew? Wow.
Wake up the kids. Take a shower. Grab some Starbucks.
Half calf vintage.
And put on Leo and Rebecca in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. That's 432 Wake Up Right There.
And there's only one thing worse than getting into a car accident and having to get your car fixed. Ah, dealing with me. Ah, that's next on your world's famous Godman.
The 432's morning show. Leo and Rebecca
in the morning.
Only on B93 app. This loca. Don't give a damn.
That's right.
Time for Carmen Calls with Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93.
Carmen,
what does she have going on this morning?
She's following up on a claim. Why is Carmen the one to do that? Take that out of her hands, please.
I'm dying to know what kind of claim this is. Wow.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Carmen, and I'm calling with the law offices of Kendall, Kylie, and Stormy. And I'm following up on a claim. I represent Astrid, who you were in a car accident with.
Uh-huh.
I'm calling regarding an invoice that we received from the garage that did the work. And
yes.
And it says that they're asking for more funds for repair.
That's correct. They didn't do it all. They didn't do all the work.
What do you mean they didn't do the... Sir, the work order says completed.
But it's not. It's not completed.
What do you mean it's not? It says it right here on the work order that you took the car and that you got into the car and took it off. Excuse me, sir, please.
But ma'am,
No. Excuse me means hold on a second. Excuse me means please stop talking over me and let me finish.
Why are you yelling at me?
I am not yelling at you. You're yelling at me. Hello?
Hello?
Hola, this is Scottman. I believe we were disconnected. I'm calling with the law offices of Kendall, Kylie, and Stormy.
I'm just trying to get my car fixed. That's all I want.
No,
I
wait, but sir, it's already says that your car has already been fixed and everybody has signed off on it. I have your signature right here on the work order.
No, why you're so angry at me?
I am not angry at you. Hello?
Hello?
Hold on, this is Scottman. Listen, sir, I'm just going to let you know that the case is closed and that if you're going to have to pay for it yourself.
They didn't finish it.
They didn't finish it. What?
The repair.
So you're saying that the garage is lying?
Yeah, someone is not telling
the
truth.
I want you to meet me down. I want you to meet me down at the garage and let's both tell the mechanic that they're liars together.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Why you don't want to go down there and face them?
Why don't you? Aren't you the lawyer? Isn't that your job?
I don't have no beef with them. You're the one that has. You're the one that's calling them liars.
Listen, I'm calling you a liar. No. I think it's you.
Now you're calling me a liar.
I think you're totally fake.
No, I am not totally fake. Only my breast, lips, and backside are. Stupid.
Put on Leo.
B93, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. Who is this?
Brianna,
how are you doing?
I'm great. How are y'all?
We're a little emotional this morning, you know?
Yeah. We're both all yodeling-ness.
Yeah, but...
What did you say, Brianna?
I said, so I heard.
Yeah. We're leaving. We're calling it quits. We're saying goodbye to the morning show.
Wow. After 23 years. Yeah. But we are excited to spend this morning with you. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Let's do this new game here in honor of saying goodbye. It is, it's Flashback with Leo and Rebecca, okay?
Okay.
All right. It's one question, and let's see if you get it right. I don't even know if Rebecca knows the answer to this.
It better not have anything to do with my age, I'll tell you that much.
It has nothing to do with age. All right.
I'll go in there.
We count down to our final show, here's our question this morning. The very first thing Rebecca said to me on our very first morning of doing the morning show 23 years ago.
Oh, gosh.
Was it A, I need coffee? Was it B, good morning, sunshine? Or was it C, where are my headphones? What do you think was the first thing Rebecca said to me 23 years ago on our very first morning show?
I'm going to go with C.
C as in cat, you said?
Yes.
Where are my headphones?
Yes. You have said that a lot in the past 23 years.
I have. Wow. I walk in here and I'm like, who used them? Somebody's got my headphones.
Thank you. Actually, Rebecca, do you know the answer?
I think I do.
What is the answer, Rebecca?
The answer is I probably walked in and said, good morning, sunshine.
You did.
Yes. Wow. I've said that to my kids over the years. I say that to my man. And I know I've said it to you, my work husband, over the years, Leo.
You know what? It caught me that morning, but I distinctively remember you saying it like that. And I was like, aw.
Thank you. And then it was all downhill from there. No, here's the thing. Pretty much with me, you never know what you're going to get. Trust. People who know me well know that. And so that was Leo's indication that, good, it's going to be a good morning. She woke up on the right side of the bed.
I knew when she said, good morning, sunshine, I knew we were in for a great run.
Yes, yes.
So I love it. And you got yourself some Domino's pizza. It's all good. And we're also going to throw in some passes to Synergy, okay?
Woo-hoo, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Awesome, Brianna. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you for listening all these years. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. It's sad that y'all are going. I always be trying to call every morning.
Oh.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. We love you.
Awesome.
Nope. They weren't having it. Somebody got ghosted. Hard. This is Leo and Rebecca's second chance date on B93.
Brett, what's up? It's Leo, Rebecca. Thanks for coming on with us this morning, bro.
Yo, thanks for taking my message, guys. Thanks for taking my call. This is really important. I think you could change a life, maybe bring two people together forever. So
oh, you make it sound so
I don't know.
Heavy.
I love this.
Love is heavy, guys. Love is a heavy thing. I don't know if any of you have ever been in love, but, you know. But here's the thing about the person that I'm in love with. I think maybe she blocked my number.
Oh, great.
Not good. Why do you think that?
It's been about 3 weeks since we talked. I've called, texted, Facebook messaged, but she hasn't responded to anything.
Wow.
Dang. You reached out to her several ways.
Yeah. Why do you think the whole ignore thing going on, you know?
I wish I knew. I think she might be a little upset with some jokes about things I made on the date.
Okay. Okay. Wait. Do tell. What were they about?
It was mostly about me. I was making fun of myself, but maybe I have kind of a dark sense of humor, so she seemed a little not upset, but like turned off by some of it.
Yeah, you're just having fun, you're being you, you got some humor, and you're thinking maybe she got a little offended by some or something.
Well, did things go, you know, kind of smooth and just okay besides that?
Yes, listen, I can be a little vulgar, you know. I try to tone it down overall. I think the date went well, but I could tell she was a little f***ing uncomfortable about the self-deprecating humor. Sorry, I cursed again. I did it.
I love it.
I'm still trying, so I'm working on it.
It's all right, man.
Hey,
it's all right.
Be your authentic self.
Be
it's
you.
All good. How did you meet?
We met on that f***ing match.com.
Okay, look, let's call her. Let's figure it out and see exactly, you know, why she gave you the cold shoulder,
hey,
bro.
Leo, let's call her.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. I really want to know. Thank you, guys.
All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll come right back.
Nope. They weren't having it. Somebody got ghosted. Hard.
Because I've been waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's second chance date on B93.
Hello?
Yeah, we are looking for, what is it?
Paige?
Paige? Is this Paige?
This is Paige. Can I help you with something?
Yeah, what's up, girl? This is Leo and Rebecca, the morning show on B93. And we just want to talk to you about your date with Brett.
Did you have a good time?
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Wow. Did you?
Yeah, we went out. It was fine. Mm-hmm. Not going to say it was like the best thing ever, but it wasn't bad.
Okay, well, yeah, Brett kind of mentioned that he's having a hard time getting in touch with you. Is there any reason that you haven't messaged him back?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't called him back because he curses nonstop, and I like him, but it's like embarrassing how much he uses the F word, and like by the time the date was over, I felt like my ears were bleeding. Like at first, I thought he was doing it just to be funny, but then I realized he can't stop.
Wow. So. Well, we're not going to lie.
We got a little dose of it.
We got a little dose of it. We can see where maybe, you know, you were like, what's happening here? What? Look, other than that, did you like him? I mean, did you vibe him other than the cursing and stuff? I mean.
Yeah. I mean, like, he looks like his pictures, which never happens. And so that was good. And like, he was funny. Like, he was fun. He was fun. And so that was good. But it was just a lot. So
would you actually consider giving him another chance if he agreed to tone it down?
I mean, it'd have to come from him. So I don't know.
Well, you're lucky because he's on the line with us.
Yep. Brett? Do you think you have to be able to cut down on the cursing for your date if you go out, you know, she agrees to go out again.
But I love cussing. It's going to be hard. I will try for you. How about this? We can make it a little fun. I'll make a swear jar. I'll put money in it every time I curse. And here's for starters. I am so sorry I cursed so f***ing much. There's some money in the jar already.
Are you going to give that? Are you going to give the jar money to me?
Oh, if that's what you want. I was planning on giving it to the wait staff as a tip.
Oh, but, okay. No, that's a cute idea. I like that you're willing to try, at least.
Because if I gave you like $1 for every time I cursed throughout a year, that would be like another salary.
I mean, I'll take it.
Okay. See, you guys all sound like you can make this happen.
Yeah, I mean, you guys sound like a potential super cute couple.
Yeah, it could happen. It could happen.
Yeah, I'll just have to be really careful at Disney World.
Hey, bro, real quick, has any other dates in the past ever told you about your cousin or no?
Oh, yeah, it's come up, you know, I mean, even at jobs,
yeah,
different places, you know, people, maybe you curse too much. And I don't know, it's just how I grew up. I don't know.
Yeah, and you're like, yeah.
Actions speak out louder than words. But yeah, no, I can tone it down.
That's nice. And if they don't agree with you, tell me, hey, get the fuck out of here.
I like that little just kind of that Paige gives. She's like, that. Oh, gosh, you too.
All right, you guys are fun. Try it a second time. Yeah. And let's see how much money goes in that damn tip jar.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot.
Yeah.
Love it.
Might be the end of us.
Good luck, you two. I hope it goes great.
Paige, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah, this, yeah, okay.
All right. Brett, we're ready. You're ready to roll. Good luck.
Aces, thanks, guys. Hey.